Paul Davis was here Freeform Friday at 95.9 WATD, and you never know, people just wander all into the studio. And from our, it's Sundays, right? You're on Sundays?
Sundays at 12:15 after the news at noon.
Nicole Perry's with us here from Powerful Women Revealed. And how's the show going? You've been on for just about a year, a little over a year now?
A little over a year. Very exciting. Love and what I'm doing.
You showed up out of the blue at one of our remotes said down at Sandy's on Plymouth Beach.
Oh, I did.
Right when the show was starting.
Yes, and I was hoping to inch my way over to the microphones, but I was a little nervous. And
I'm like, who is this woman? And then she starts hanging out these cards, and I go, oh, that's that new show that's starting. You know, it won't last. It'll only be here 13 weeks.
Right? Oh,
another
stop
one of those,
it.
Right?
Oh, stop it.
In and out and gone. But
I had all my kids with me too that day, so that makes me.
Well,
a little
we had
nervous.
A lot of fun down there, and you've made a mark. You've put a staple in on the South Shore. It's pretty amazing, and it's a great show.
I hope so. I hope so. That's my intention, is to educate and inspire, mm-hmm. and just bring really great content.
Yeah, and again, it's on Sundays at 12:50, right after the new news, so you get some information, you get the weather, and then you get to listen to the Powerful Women talk.
Yes, Powerful Women Revealed.
And it's on from 12:15 to 1. You have a special guest for this show coming
up? This Sunday, we have Hank Philippi Ryan, Channel 7 investigative reporter and now award-winning author.
Oh, yeah, she just put a book together, and she's doing a tour of that right now in the area,
yes,
right?
Yes, today she's heading down to Dennis, yeah. And then I believe Scituate or
somewhere
Cohasset
in Scituate
tonight?
She's doing one, too.
Scituate tonight, yeah.
Not sure where the location is, but you can probably find that on the internet.
On the HankPhilippiRyan.com website.
She's got her own website now?
Yes, she does.
I understand. She's someone you don't want to mess with.
No, but she's so lovely.
Yeah.
She's just a lovely lady.
But she gets in there and gets, you know, gets things done.
She does.
You know, she's like one of those lawyers that, you know, when you're injured, I follow the ambulance and I can help you out real quick. But no, really, people call her up. It's like the last, we don't know what to do. And mm-hmm. this is what's happening. And then she looks into it. And, the last thing that anybody who's trying to pull a scam on somebody wants to do is wind up with the microphone
exactly.
and the camera in their face
mm-hmm.
with her standing there and being on Channel 7 there.
I have used her name. And didn't have to use her services, thank
lucky.
Gosh.
Yeah. So it's going to be on this Sunday. And what are you going to be talking about?
Well, we're going to talk about her books, obviously. She's got a new book coming out, Truth Be Told. So we're sharing information about that. And both of her, The Wrong Girl and The Other Woman, are both now available in paperback. But really, we're talking about her story. She had an encore career. Mm-hmm. So she, you know, she's still an investigative reporter, but now she's an author. So
it's quite amazing,
you know,
really.
It really is. You don't have to be afraid to change your career.
Yeah. Right. I may call her sometime around here, like if I have a problem with Ed Perry, and see what happens.
Well, that would be two powerful people going head to head against each other, right?
We could sell popcorn.
Oh, I would love to be a fly on the wall that day.
Oh, boy. So we were talking here with Nicole Perry, Powerful Women Revealed, Sundays 12:15 to 1 o'clock. Special guest on this Sunday, Hank Philippi Ryan.
Yes.
And talk about a powerful person right there.
Mm-hmm. And, she's such a great mentor, too.
Yeah, and I understand that those books are really, really popular, too.
They're riveting, they're page-turners, and they're classy. There's no trashy stuff inside of them. So.
Well, thanks for stopping on in and letting us know. I didn't, you know, I looked in a couple of times. I didn't notice it was her. I would have said hi.
Oh.
Because I did spend 13 days at Channel 7 learning television.
Oh, you did?
It was fascinating, yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was great. I got to work on the roof in a hurricane, yes.
Oh, jeez.
Hey, do you have any foul weather? No. Good.
Okay. Oh, my gosh, that's dangerous.
Yeah, well, it was fun. It was fun. It was a lot of fun. It was back when Mitch Michaels worked there and stuff, and she was great to work with.
Oh.
So, yeah, it's an interesting field. It really mm-hmm. is. And it's a little different than radio. And
a little bit different.
I kind of
like
the,
used to the headphones, but that's okay.
Yeah, that's, you know, they don't do the headphones. They have a little earpiece sometimes.
Yep.
And a lot of times you'll see them flick it out of their ear because they're hearing themselves come back with a delay. A delay,
or something,
a delay,
yeah.
a delay,
yeah.
a delay, and it just drives you crazy.
Celebrities
crazy,
do that too when they're on stage. You see them ripping it out.
Yeah, because sometimes when you're a performer, and I was on a stage once, and I don't know what they were doing, but boy, I got dizzy because you were getting some type of an effect that it just was it natural, and it was really affecting my ears from the stage monitors alone. Mm-hmm. So I could see if that was right in your ear. It was almost a feedback, but it wasn't a feedback. It was some type of a ringing. And it was
but
like,
it's
wow.
disruptive.
Oh,
yeah.
It is.
You can't focus.
It can break your train of thought. Mm-hmm. Break your thought. All that good stuff. Well, thanks for stopping on by. It's 11:09 now in the Midday Show, 95.9 WATD. Here's...